From the Hill, we go now to the Gulf, to Venice, Louisiana, to be exact. A.C. Cooper is vice president of the Louisiana Shrimpers Association. I met him when I was in Venice last month. He's one of the many shrimp boat captains whose livelihoods have been disrupted by the spill, and he was watching Tony Hayward's testimony today. A.C. Cooper, welcome back to the program.
All right, thank you for having me.
What did you think of what you heard?
I think pretty much he went around every question they threw at him. You need to accept responsibility for what happened here. I didn't like pretty much everything he said.
He did say he accepted responsibility and was deeply sorry. How did that resonate with you?
Yeah, well, there's a way of saying things that I guess he meant it in a way, but he's got to prove it now. We have a lot of lives and a lot of family here that depends heavily on what happens here in the future. The main thing they need to do now is try to stop this well. He should have spoke a little bit more about that.
What would you want to be hearing about stopping the leaking oil well? What would give you comfort at this point?
I have no idea. If we have to wait on the relief well, Jesus, you're talking about September, August, or September. By that time, we're going to have big problems around here. We have all steady coming in steady every day. And I don't know if he said that he accepted responsibility, but I don't, it's hard just to accept that.
Mm. Well, apparently there is some good news on the relief. Well, it's, ahead of schedule, according to Admiral Thad Allen.
One of them's ahead of schedule, yes. But sometimes they say that the first relief well don't actually hit, so it's still a possibility that it won't be accurate.
That it might not be in the right spot.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm curious. Yesterday we heard a term come out of the mouth of the chairman of BP who talked about doing better by the small people who were affected by the spill. I wonder if you heard that and what you made of that term, small people.
Yeah, I was offended. We're not small people. We're a lot bigger than they can actually imagine. We don't need help around here. No, we're not small. We make our living on our own. We're hardworking people. What way he get the terminology of small is very offending to us. We're all Americans, and we're not small.
Well, A.C. Cooper, it's good to talk with you again. Thanks very much.
All right. Thank you.
Talking with us from Venice, Louisiana, A.C. Cooper. He's the vice president of the Louisiana Shrimpers Association.